91X News.
It's plus 8 and rainy at 4 o'clock in the QNET newsroom. Good afternoon. I am Tyson Mailey. Ontario Premier Kathleen Wynne says the choice in the spring election will be between care provided by her Liberals or cuts that would come from the Tories led by Doug Ford. In a speech at a Toronto business crowd, Wynne says that Tories under Ford would roll back the programs and services that make school and health care more affordable.
Doug Ford wants to take a bulldozer to a province that has worked so hard to get to this place.
Quinty's trivia buffs know all about pop culture, science, and more. They came out of the Thurlow Community Center to compete at a trivia night held by Loyalist Public Relations students. Becky McMullen has the story.
The rock over there.
The event was a fundraiser for Quinty's Sailability. The organization helps people with disabilities learn how to sail. PR student Sue Jennett helped organize the event.
We were trying to think of what would be the most fun for us and our friends and family, and we thought of a trivia night.
Trivia player David Hunter says he's happy to spend his money for such a great cause.
It was a great night for a great cause, and I was happy to help out.
At the event, there was a raffle and a 50-50. The entry fee was $10 for students and $15 for everyone else. Jeanette says she's happy with the amount of people that turned out to the event.
We had over 40 people, and everybody stayed till the end.
The event raised more than $500. Becky McMullen, QNET News, Belleville.
The Liberal government has introduced a legislation to overhaul the criminal justice system. Justice Minister Jody Wilson-Raybould has tabled a massive bill that, if passed, would eliminate the use of perimetry challenges. This allows lawyers to reject jury candidates during the selection process. It would also protect victims of violence from giving repeated testimony.
To have a witness or a victim of a crime, particularly a violent crime, a crime of intimate partner violence, come to the court not once but twice, is something that we heard loudly and clearly from victims groups, civil society organizations, as something that we have to do some real change on and recognize that that is traumatic.
Belleville City Council members are tackling the city's graffiti problem with the Belleville Police. Rachel Bell has more.
On Monday night, City Council passed a bylaw that prohibits minors from purchasing graffiti tools. Renee Auberton, staff sergeant for the Belleville Police, says the city continues to have its issues with graffiti.
The issue in certain areas is an issue in the downtown core quite regularly.
Belleville won't be the first municipality to set up a bylaw that prohibits minors from buying graffiti instruments. City Councilor Egerton Boy said he thinks the bylaw will be successful.
It's been tried in other municipalities. They're reporting success, so we're going to try it and see.
The bylaw will be enforced similarly to the law of selling cigarettes to minors.
They send in paid underage people to go in and attempt to buy cigarettes. This is the way that we can do it. You know, we pay an individual, goes in, attempts to buy the graffiti tool, the spray paint or what have you, and if they're sold it, then the stores can certainly receive fines and things.
Graffiti is also a huge expense, and Boyce says the money that goes towards removing graffiti is taking money away from the city, which could be used for things such as repairing our roads. Rachel Bell, QNET News, Belleville.
Quintyvation has announced their vision for the Bay of Quinte as a new rural destination in Canada. The Bay of Quinte will be hosting Canadian Rural Innovation Summit on November 19th to the 21st. Rob Clute, Quintyvation Executive Director, says the summit will define the harness rural innovation and make the Bay of Quinte region a blueprint for success in rural regions throughout Canada.
We're looking at discussing how rural innovation is thriving in this environment in the Bay of Quinte region. And we're looking to have real discussions around government policy, around funding entrepreneurialism, about dollars, provincial dollars and federal dollars being directed away from the cities and into rural environments like the Bay of Quinte.
Facebook has announced it's ending a marketing program that gave advertisers access to users' purchase history, and it also is improving its privacy settings. Correspondent Jackie Quinn has the story.
Facebook is not changing its privacy policies, but it is making it easier for users to navigate the settings. Facebook says it's trying to make the controls easier to find and to give users an easier way to access the data that it collects on them. It also announced in 6 months it will end a marketing program that allowed companies to look at your purchase history from outside sources and then use that information to target you for certain ads on Facebook.
U.S. officials are optimistic about the prospect for peace with North Korea after its leader met with China's president this week. Sagar Makani reports.
The morning after word spread that Kim Jong-un had ventured out of North Korea for the first time as its leader and visited Beijing, President Trump said there's a good chance Kim will do what is right for his people and humanity by moving toward peace and giving up his nuclear weapons.
We're going to be cautiously optimistic, but we feel like things are moving in the right direction.
White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders says work is underway to arrange a planned meeting between the president and Kim in May. Still, it's unclear under what conditions the North would agree to actually give up its nuclear arsenal. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
That's QNET News. Time for the sports.
Hi, my name is Shauna.
And my name is Jennifer.
And we're your Convergys recruiters.
We're looking for talented people just like you to join our technical online chat team.
We offer a great benefit package, including vision, medical, and dental.
Pay starts at $14 per hour plus performance bonus.
So if you're tech savvy and enjoy problem solving, apply online at Convergys.com/careers.
Check us out on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Convergys, it's where your career begins.
The 2018 Major League Baseball season gets underway today as the Blue Jays are on the road to play the first of 162 games against the New York Yankees. Brian Clark reports.
The weather's cold. If it's damp, it doesn't matter. It's opening day.
Cincinnati Reds manager Brian Price speaking a truth shared by baseball fans around the country. The new season means a new story lies ahead, one that will play out over 162 games over the next 6 months, along with summer days and warmer weather. Some new comes with the new baseball season. Several stadiums have expanded netting around seating areas to protect fans. Mound conferences are limited, the latest ever to speed up America's pastime, and the annual shuffle of new players joining new teams. And for 28 teams, it all gets going today. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Blue Jays shortstop Troy Tulowitzki will not be a part of opening day as he's been put on a 60-day disabled list due to bone spurs in his right heel retroactive to March 28th. Tulowitzki suffered a season-ending ankle injury last July and has not played since. He hit and fielded grounders during spring training but was unable to run. The five-time All-Star has missed at least 30 games in each of the past 6 seasons and is now guaranteed to extend that setback streak. The Blue Jays acquired Tulowitzki from Colorado during the 2015 season, one of several moves they made in the trade deadline. That season, they were en route to winning the AL East and ended a 22-year playoff drought. Montreal Expos legend Rusty Staub has died. He was 73. The New York Mets say Staub died due to an illness in a hospital in West Palm Beach, Florida. Staub was nicknamed Le Grand Orange for his shock of red hair, and he joined the Expos in their 1969 expansion season and had the number 10 retired from the team in 1993. His former teammate Claude Raymond says there's a lot more to like about Staub.
He was young, he was redhead, and he was everywhere trying to help people, and that's what he did all his life, try to help people, and he did in Montreal too.
Mitch Marner had a goal and an assist to stretch his point streak to 10 games as the Toronto Maple Leafs defeated the Florida Panthers 4-3. The slick winger had 4 goals and 9 assists during the streak and is playing at full confidence.
It's been fun. I mean, I think our team's been rolling. That's the big thing. I think our team has grown us in confidence, and that's important going forward here. So I think this team's feeling confident, so everyone in this room's feeling confident.
The Wellington Dukes kick off a 7-game series tonight on the road against the Aurora Tigers. The Dukes went to a full game, 7 games in their last 2 rounds, including a thriller on Tuesday where the Dukes scored with 19 seconds into OT. Puck drop is at 7:30. LeBron James tied an all-time scoring record on Wednesday night and joins Michael Jordan with 886 straight games getting double-digit points. James is currently in the race for MVP in his 15th season. He will look to break the record on Friday night at home against the New Orleans Pelicans. Send us your team or league scores. Email us at qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. And now for the weather. The forecast for Beville tonight is cloudy with periods of rain and a low of +4. Tomorrow is expected to be rainy until the morning's end and a high of plus 6. At 4:09, it is plus 8. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Tyson Naylor. News on 91X, next at 5.